5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Wow, it is already September the 16th, 2021. Where has the year gone? Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this special, special broadcast. Amazing things are happening and absolutely crazy things go along with it. Shannon, thank you for joining me on this Thursday. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we always have a lot to talk about. Thanks to Biden. Yes.
Yeah, thanks to Biden.
Well, I shouldn't say thanks.
Yeah, well, Biden keeps everything going, so all the crazy stuff going. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing this broadcast. We will have the phone line open if you want to give us a call. But first, before we give out that number, I want you to do me a favor. Send me a text to 88202 and just type my name in, Will. So you type in 88202. And then for the body, for the message, you type in Will and you hit send. You'll get free information that you need to know from American Truth Project. Thank you, everybody. But Shannon, so if someone wants to give us a call, what is that number?
Yeah, the number is 516-595-8069. Make sure you press number 1 to come on the line with Will. One more time, I'm going to give out that number. Get ready. It is 516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on the line with Mr. Will.
Mr. Will, listen to you.
Mr. Will Johnson.
So we're going to talk, of course, about Millie, and we're going to talk about our southern border, and we'll get into a few other topics as well. But the main one we're going to talk about tonight is Millie. Shannon, do you think what Millie did was treasonous? Let me just ask you that. Do you think what he did was treasonous? And do you think the Democrats would react the same way had they known this was happening to Biden?
Right. Well, the simple answer to your question is if it did happen, yes, it is treasonous. If it was the other way around, would the Democrats be upset? Absolutely, they would. But
well, even if it didn't happen and they were saying that it happened under the Biden administration, they would still go along with that it's actually true and that he should be tried for treason. Right. See, in this case, because it was under President Trump, they said, oh, you know what? He was just doing his civic duty. He was following
right.
the
but
U.S.
But we know absolutely
he
wasn't doing his civic duty. Listen, for those people that don't know, it came out in a book by Mr. Woodward that General Mark Milley had held a secret call with the Chinese general during the end of President Trump's term and warned him that or told him that if Trump was to do anything, that he would warn the Chinese government. And so it is alarming that a general would do this. Now, do you have the audio from Psaki yesterday, Will, or Psaki?
Psaki.
Yeah. So during a press conference, Psaki was asked about this, right? And Will does have that clip. So
We have a couple clips.
I want to talk about the one where she was talking about General Milley. We have that one, right?
Yeah, I have a couple clips actually about her. She's talking about General Milley. One of them is where she says that he basically hit Biden because of what Milley did. Biden follows the Constitution. But here's a clip with Psaki saying that what he did was you know, because the confidence. Well, let me take it back. Let me rewind back. They asked, did Biden have confidence in Milley and what he did? And she comes back and she defends Milley in his actions against President Trump. Because, you know, they all hate Trump so much. But let's just play the clip and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's listen.
A new book reports that near the end of the Trump presidency, Chairman Milley had two conversations with his Chinese counterpart, promising the countries would not go to war and that he would give an early warning if something were to happen. In a statement just minutes ago, Chairman Milley did not dispute this account. On this, does the president feel that these calls were appropriate? Does he have confidence in the chairman? And some Republican senators have called for Chairman Milley to be dismissed. Is he going to keep his job?
Well, I saw the statement, of course, that the Department of Defense, or I should say the Joint Chiefs spokesperson, just released minutes ago. I'm not going to add more speak to anonymous, unconfirmed reports about conversations with limited context from here. But what I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. Since you gave me the opportunity, I just wanted to add, I think it's important to consider some of the context, key context of this period in time, of time in history that we're discussing and is outlined or covered in portions of this book. The outgoing president of the United States during this period of time fomented unrest, leading to an insurrection and an attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, which we've all, you all have covered extensively, of course.
2020 or 2021, when Biden took office. I'm so disgusted, really, by her. And the fact that she dismisses it, right?
Yeah.
She just dismisses it as if, you know, well, you know, it's okay. We support the past 8 months since General Milley has been at the head of this. It's been a disaster. Africa's been a disaster. Our border's been a disaster. And now we hear that he was even maybe in on a coup with President Trump. He, it's disgusting.
You know what? It's, that's exactly what it is. It's a coup. The coup was actually what the Democrats did. And I've said this multiple times. What happened December of 2019, right? Or actually 2020
for the election. Oh, you're mixed up. Years are flying by here.
What happened in November of the election, this past election, should go down in history as a coup d'etat that was successfully implemented by the left, by the Democrats. You even had generals apparently involved in it. Listen to the rest of what she says here.
Reports in this book, there's been widespread reporting and commentary from members of his own cabinet, the former president's cabinet, I should say, including high-ranking national security officials, questioning the former president's stability, his behavior, and his suitability to oversee the national security of the United States. So those are important questions that need to be discussed as well.
You know what? Ironically, I feel like she just described President Biden instead of Trump.
Well, I mean, seriously.
When she talks about the mental health, the stability and capability of running our country, I literally feel like in the past 8 months, or has it been 8 months now?
Yeah,
President Biden has shown how unfit he is to rule this country, and Trump absolutely proved how strong he was, how respected he was. So, you know, you have to pay attention to what is happening. Hey, listen, we have some phone calls. Will, do you want to start taking some of them?
Well, yeah, we'll get to the phone calls, but I want to go on something. I want to play something really quick. This is something really short, and to go right along with what you were talking about, Vice President Biden, how he's so, you know, out there, he's so gone that if you're the president of the, if you are the president of the United States and you're acting like it, and you can't remember the world leaders that you come in contact with. Now, let me be clear on something. I go places and I meet a lot of people, and I you know, I can remember faces more than I can remember names. But when you're on the world stage and you have and you're there with two people and you have a hard time remembering someone's name, then you might want to write it down. Listen to O'Biden. Vice President Biden, when he's at a press conference and he can't even remember the people that he's talking with in the whole press conference.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, Val. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. I'm honored today to be joined by two of America's closest allies, Australia and the United Kingdom, to launch a new phase of the trilateral security cooperation among our countries.
The fella from down under.
Yeah, you can tell. As soon as he turns around, he's kind of like, oh my gosh, okay, yeah, that fella.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? When my grandma had dementia in her old age, you know what she would do? She would refer to everybody as just, you know, like, oh, hey, darling, how are you? Like, just a general, you know, name. It wasn't their actual name.
Good thing it was your grandmother, because if it was your grandfather saying, hey, darling, they would say, oh, he's being a sexist.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that's a true alarm to show you that somebody has dementia. But listen, we have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take Roger from California. Roger, what do you have for Will?
Roger from California. Hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call. You there, Roger? We should be hearing Roger.
Yeah, I don't hear Roger.
Okay, maybe Roger dropped off then.
Okay. Let's take the next call. How about Chris from Texas?
No Chris from Texas either?
Oh, I can't hear him. Are you sure it's not on our end?
I can take a look, but I'm pretty sure, because we could hear the intro to the broadcast earlier when we first started. We should be able to hear him.
Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, we cannot hear the phone calls. Okay, well, let's just keep going then. Maybe as soon as they have it corrected, maybe they'll just pop them on the...
Yeah, it's not on our end.
Okay, she's saying she's getting phone calls, but for some reason we can't hear them.
That's very interesting.
Make sure you guys press 1 to come on the line so we can hear. But listen, referring back to what's going on with General Milley.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're not pushing 1 because we should be able to hear him right now.
Is the volume up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, right now... House Republicans. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Will.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me do this.
Hello.
Hey, there we go. There we go.
Okay, who are we talking to?
It's Chris.
Hey, okay, Chris.
Chris from Texas.
What's going on, Chris?
I don't know what to do. I just kept saying hello, and then finally it just came on.
Okay, well, hello. We're together now.
I'm glad we got you. What you got? What you got?
Hello. Hey, one thing I've been wondering about all this is when you look at the stuff with Milley and offering to be treasonous enough to talk to China about a preemptive attack. The question I don't think people are asking is, why would he feel he needed to jeopardize everything to do that? Unless Donald Trump already knew something and was planning something, which is why he was trying to warn China.
Well, supposedly,
you think maybe Donald Trump already knew about the attack with the virus by China?
You know, a lot of people have been asking what information did President Trump know? And you know what? Actually, President Trump knew that it came from the Wuhan lab.
Well, he was talking about
President
it even
Trump
press
already knew that it was a blatant attack on the United States of America, along with the world. And China was on the edge of their seat because President Trump had been mentioning it. President Trump had been talking about it. So they wanted the inside track from Milley, because he's a woke general, a traitorous general. And they knew Milley would give them any information if the United States was going to retaliate because of their attack on the United States of America. So I would say yes.
That was the one thing that I was wondering. Also, I sat down the other day and made a whole list of different articles that date all the way back to 2003, I believe, or 2006, just different stuff in a sequence, and you could see just how the funding, the experiments that were done with the virus and stuff, and exactly how it all played out into.
Yes. Well, I mean, look at
and over half of them had to do with Zhang Li.
Yeah. Well, just think about it. Before the pandemic kicked in, Nancy Pelosi and other prominent Democrats went to China. And even today, they will not release what they were doing there. They would not release any transcripts or anything for the reason why they were there. And then all of a sudden after that, we get the pandemic to kick in. They needed something to try to derail President Trump. They needed something to derail the economy. They needed something to where they can take back control. And this was an opportunity for them to get rid of Trump and to bring on this new world order. And that's where we are today. We're seeing it.
So, do you think maybe it had something to do like that part of the stuff that happened had to do with Obama's last trip to China back in, what was it, December 2017?
When they wouldn't bring the stairs to his airplane?
I don't know. I don't know if they have anything
because he went to three different places on that last trip, which was China, mm-hmm. France, and India.
Yeah. It could very well be.
And there's no real details about it.
Yeah, exactly. It could very well be. And it's just like maybe Nancy Pelosi and them went over there just to go ahead and confirm it and to pull the trigger on it.
I mean, if you ask me, I probably have a little bit different perspective than the both of you. You know, when Psaki was talking, she kind of alluded to the fact that they thought because Trump had supposedly created an insurrection at the Capitol, you know, thinking that he was on his way out, that he would somehow cause trouble in the world, like he was some, you know, ex-leader on the way out that wants to cause problems for America. And so maybe he would possibly do something to China, which I think is all just crazy, right? I don't think that Trump was about that at all. But, you know, who knows at this point, you know, what the thought process was of General Miley, which is why he should be brought under investigation. He should be asked questions. We should not let this go. He should be immediately, at the very least, put on suspension or something and said...
Well, they're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to.
Because it was a coup d'etat that took place and he followed his order. So, well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for the call, okay?
All right,
appreciate it. Take care. Yeah, you know, Milley, he did exactly what they wanted. That's why right now, even Biden was in a press conference and they asked Biden, did he do the right thing or how much confidence do you have in Milley? Listen to what Biden said.
I look forward to working together to beat this pandemic and keep our economy growing and growing strong. So thank you all for being here and thank you.
Come on, guys. Sir, did General Milley do the right thing, sir?
Thank you. Let's go. Thank you, guys. Thank you. General Milley do the right thing.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
Yeah, he botched up Afghanistan. Why would you have complete confidence?
Because they did this to President Trump. He's I have complete confidence.
Yeah,
he's in like, Milley because he did exactly what we needed him to do.
Right, with I'm the here. That, with the Trump's not. I'm here. Trump's not. So good job, Milley.
Exactly.
We have another caller. We have Dawson from Utah.
Dawson, hey Dawson, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing. The world is crazy still.
Oh yeah, I finally got time to call into your podcast, so wanted to do it. So did you see, I just saw something that happened about a couple hours ago, I think. A baby was having an asthma attack on the plane, right? And so it couldn't, the boy couldn't wear the dumb face diaper, so the mother took it off. The airline people kicked him off the plane because he was having an asthma attack.
Wow.
Give me a break.
This is crazy. Which airline was it? What, did it say which airline?
United Airlines.
United Airlines.
Yeah.
Wow, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
A child. A child.
What is happening with the people that are sitting around them? I mean, are they so empathetic and so detached from their feelings that they would not see something wrong with that picture? I mean, if you could literally see a child in distress...
Yeah, see, no one does. No one says anything because, you know, because everyone has been indoctrinated to be silent, to say nothing. You see the tyranny happening. If it's a child, when the pandemic first came about, they were saying that children didn't have anything to worry about because it was only attacking the elderly. and some adults, but it wasn't attacking children, you know, like 21 and younger. They had nothing to worry about. But now they're putting face diapers and they're wanting to put a vaccine into children, which is completely demonic.
Right.
It's crazy. And if a child is having an asthma attack, they say, leave the kid alone. I mean, y'all making it worse. Let the kid work it out. Let the parent give, if they probably have an inhaler, let the parent take care of the child. Stop. But see, people don't do that.
No, they don't.
Nope.
And you know, I just don't understand how. We saw the results of the election in California just yesterday, right?
Oh yeah.
2 days ago.
Oh yeah. We expected it.
You already seen what Gruesome Newsom's doing.
Yeah, I knew he's gonna bring the hammer down. Tyranny is full effect.
Well, of course, because they literally said, we approve of the job you're doing. So it emboldened him, right? He's like, hey, listen, they're not standing up against me. They're buying everything I'm doing. Let's go.
And he's doubling down.
Right?
He's doubling down.
So disgusting. All right. Thank you, Doss. We have more callers on the line.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Okay, next we have, actually, talking of California, we have Roger from California.
Roger from California. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
What's going on? It's been a whirlwind of a situation here, obviously, with the elections, I think, which is bogus. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. You. We're letting you vent. Yep.
We're letting you vent, go with it, go.
I see on the news. I'm in good old Orange County, and I see on the news how they said 52, more than half of the voters casted their ballots for a no. Basically, I think that's bogus. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think
Orange County is pretty red, isn't it?
A red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty damn red. I mean, every time I go, even Mission Viejo, I see protesters and near the mall, and I mean, it's. There's so many conservatives here, I don't know where they're getting that figure. And the other thing I wanted to bring up in terms of COVID, because it's all interlinked, everything's all connected, right?
Sure.
This is part of their whole thing. Why, if they say hospitalizations, right? Remember last year when Donald Trump brought in the Mercy ship, okay?
Yes.
Did everyone really use that? Did anyone even use that at the Port of Long Beach? I mean, I saw that it was vacant for the most part. Now, if this is really bad, I have a friend of mine who works at a hospital. He says, no, we're not slammed. We got elective surgeries that are backlogged, and that's pretty much it, not much on COVID. And I think what we need to do, Will, we need to have one – every person in every major city needs to go to their local hospital, just go in there with a video camera or GoPro on their head, and do a time lapse, like literally just stay there in the freaking lobby. You know what I mean? Just to see the amount of people going in and out. Let's just see if it's really that – crazy of a big deal, and we should have a compilation of at least 100 hospitals all across the country, all at the same time to see, wait a minute, is there really a big, you know, issue here at the hospitals, like they're bombarded? I don't think so. You remember last year when there were a bunch of nurses doing TikTok videos and all that good stuff, and all this fancy, like they had so much free time on their hands. This is a joke, guys, at the expense of our children, at the expense of everything else. I'm getting fed up of it. I mean, wearing a mask, it's ridiculous. People are fighting. They're really creating a divisiveness in this country.
You know what's going to
happen?
You know what's going to have to happen? You're going to have people in California is going to have to start doing the same thing that they're doing in New York.
Yep.
People in New York, about a thousands, are going out protesting against the tyranny that they're implementing onto them. So that's the only way it's going to change. You're going to have to go out when this local state tyrant tyranny is implementing their procedures on to the people in California. You got to say no. People have to say no. Say no. We're not doing it. We're
they
not following along with it.
Have to make their voices loud.
Yeah,
and
we're not going to follow it. And what are they going to start doing? I mean, if they start arresting people, like it's. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna have to tell you this. I see within the next few weeks, California, starting to look like Australia.
I hope so. I hate to say it, but I hope so. I hope people start standing up.
I don't hope so. Because if it happens if California becomes like Australia, it becomes a prison state. That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I hope people start hitting the streets and protesting is what I'm saying. I hope that we start seeing people.
Well, right now.
Right now?
Right now, I'm very fortunate to go to at least the grocery stores and not wear the mask, right? At least something. If I go to L.A. County, yeah, it's a different story. But you know what? Let's set that apart. My only thing about this whole situation is the whole premise of putting a liquid in your body that goes into your bloodstream to put yourself at that risk. Let's just say you're a healthy person. If you're in mm-hmm. your mid-30s or 40s, a runner, mm-hmm. you trust your immune system. Why, especially if you have children, young children, why would you endanger yourself on the basis of something that's been around for God knows how long? It's a virus, guys. Come on. It's a virus. It's never going to end. It's always around. You know, like, it's not a plague. People
well, supposedly
are not dying on the
street. This one was
They're
created.
Not, like,
supposedly, this one was created in a Wuhan lab, and there's more
well, it's
evidence
actually
to,
been, yeah, it's actually
to support
been proven.
That.
Yeah, it's actually
but
been proven.
You are right. Once a virus is created, it does change. It does mutate. It is here to stay. You are correct about that, yeah.
But what's the thing? The whole notion of putting something in your body to protect yourself from others, when those who have already taken it should mind their own business and carry on with their business. I mean, if they're vaccinated, go for it. Enjoy your life.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
let
absolutely. And no, yeah. I'm so with you on that. Like, if they have the vaccine in their body, then they're protected, right? Leave me alone.
Here's the thing.
Right.
Here's the thing. It is all understood by WHO, by CDC, everyone, that the vaccine does not eradicate the virus, period. It will not get rid of it. It will not keep you from getting it. The only thing it does is help with the symptoms if you get it. So when people say, oh, it's still going around because people are unvaccinated, it will always be around because you yourself are not even fully protected from it. We cannot eradicate this at
right.
this point.
Yeah, it's not, and it's never going
to
go away. They're going
to
use this. They're going to use this as a mechanism
and
to control everybody. That's their whole goal, to use this to control. They know the vaccine is not removing the symptoms. It's not even removing people dying from it. Now they even go along and say that, well, we have to get protection for the vaccinated from the unvaccinated.
But you know what?
It's really crazy. What were you going to say? The caller? What's his name again?
Roger.
What were you going to say, Roger?
Yeah. Roger. Yeah, I was saying, look, my sister, and I'm going to tell you straight up, my sister runs a clinical trials company in the Midwest, okay? She does this. So Moderna, she's doing it for adolescents, right? She says, this was last year, she said, I got bombarded with 1,000 parents volunteering for their children to get this vaccine. This was, I believe, the turn of January this
wow.
year. Now, I butt heads with her, okay, because she's obviously pro, you know,
right,
medicine
right.
and pro.
Right.
Obviously, the advancements of medicine, I'm all for that. But when it's something so new and she's imposing that on me, I told her, I said, look, hey, you tell me the truth. Is this efficacy going to go down? She goes, yes. I'm like, what's the point of taking it, right? If it's going down and if it's the effectiveness wear off, what do you expect me to do? Take a booster shot every 3 months? I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to do it.
That's true.
So,
they just
I mean,
proved that Pfizer vaccine,
you know,
the efficacy is not long term. You have to get booster shots with that particular vaccine.
Yep. So.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Well, hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call. And thank you so much for sharing that information
no
with
worries,
us.
No worries, guys. Take care. Stay safe.
All right. Take care.
All right, we have another caller. We have Iris from California.
Iris from California. Wow, a lot of California. California's from California. Hey, Iris, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, I watch you every night on Facebook, and I call sometimes, but it's hard to get through. But anyway, yeah, I live in California, and actually I sent you a video today. I was watching a video this morning from Facebook, where all these doctors were saying that not to get the shot because it was about what it does to you and stuff. Now, I hope you guys, I sent it to your website. But yeah, here in California, I'm really pissed about this situation with, you know, Gavin Newsom. We really wanted him gone because, you know, what was the whole purpose of all them people going out and, you know, getting the vax or getting the petition to getting out? I mean, you know, to me, I think it was all planned in the first place. What was the whole, you said, and I'm really not happy about him being here, you know, and I'm not going to get the vaccine and do that mandate, and I'm not wearing no mask. When I go out, I don't even wear a mask, but I don't think, I think that this whole thing's made up with this coronavirus. I think it's just all made up, and they just want to, like you said, control people.
Yeah, I think so too. You know what? It's crazy what's happening in California. Do you know how much Newsom spent on this election? Almost $300 million for this election.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? People are mad about it. What makes me mad about it is there's all these people out here on the streets that are homeless. You know, that what it was when Trump was president, he came over here and he gave Gavin Newsom, I think, $2 or $3 million to get places for these homeless people to go, and he never spent the money on that.
Of course,
I don't know what he did with it, but he didn't spend the money, and that's why you see all these homeless people out here. Which, you know, these homeless people need to be. They need God. They need to have somebody tell them about God, someone to love and care about them, and someone to show them that they're somebody too. You know, and they just ignore them like nobody cares, and it breaks my heart to see that. You know, that happens. And I was thinking yesterday, you know, I need to start going out when I seen him out there, because I went the other day and bought, you know, some guys. So this guy was sitting outside of Walmart, and he was so sad. And I bought him. I said, here's just some food, you know. But, you know, I should have told him about Jesus, and I didn't think about it until afterwards. But definitely, you know, we got to help these people and tell them about God. But we have to extend our ground, like you guys said, get out and protest, you know, these people. We're not going to take your tyranny. We're not going to take your vaccines. We're not going to do it. And,
yep.
You know, and
yep.
And they better not even try to lock us down over here, because they did that crap last time. But, you know, Gavin Newsom doesn't give a rip about us, you know. He doesn't care about us, and he doesn't care. It's like Joe Biden. They don't give a rip about us. And in fact, Joe Biden went to Australia to make a deal with them to build a nuclear submarine for what? What does he need to build a nuclear submarine for Australia? You know, using their money when he doesn't care about the American people. I'm telling us today, I'm going to give you guys money for Medicare, for dental and vision. We already have all that stuff for Medicare, you know. And then, you know, it's like it's just, I don't know. They need to get him out, because he's just ruining our country.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
I pray for him. I know.
Gavin Newsom, I'll tell you, it pays to be governor of California, because Gavin Newsom is building a multi-million dollar home just out of Sacramento right now. So, you know what? When we see politicians that are making that much money, they're doing more than just running that state. It's disgusting to me.
I think he was using the money for himself. And I live about 40 minutes. I live north of Sacramento in a little town. It's past Sacramento. It's called Yuba City. Well, actually, I live in Gridley. It's a little smaller town. But, you know, it's just like, and then they have all these buildings, too. That's like all these, like these buildings that's sitting there empty. Like there's a hospital, like where I live, about 15 minutes. And it's just sitting there empty. One thing is that for the homeless and healthy people, have a place to stay, you know, a place to live. And, you know, and get these people off the streets. But like you guys said, though, all these people coming across the border, I bet you they vaccinated, and all those people they brought from Afghanistan over here, I bet you they're not vaccinated. I think they said that there was like 5,000 people that came from Afghanistan over here in our state. You know, I want to help people, but I don't want no terrorists over here in our state, you know.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, it's like, I don't understand this. And, you know, Gavin Newsom, he's probably not going to do crap for him anyway. Nothing for us.
You're absolutely right. He's not going to do anything for the people in California. He's going to, if he does anything, he's just going to make the conditions for living there terrible. Just more disgusting than what they currently are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And enjoy Yuba City.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll see you on the program.
Okay. We have Katie from Utah.
Hey, Katie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you so much for the call.
So I wanted to talk about General Milley a little bit. And I have a completely different perspective on that than you guys, I think.
Okay. Give it to us.
I was watching Rachel Maddow. You got to love her.
Rachel Maddow.
And, you know, she was talking... Yeah, no kidding, right? So anyway, she was talking about how, you know, she was reading the transcript of the call, and she made a point. She says, here's the transcript of the call. I don't know where it came from. You know, so she's not giving her sources. She's not saying where the call came from. I think the whole thing is made up as a distraction from all the other crap that's going on, and they're just going to play this over and over and beat it to death to distract from everything else, like the voter fraud and the COVID and Afghanistan and the mandates from our dictator in Washington. I think it's all made up just to distract.
Well, they've actually confirmed it. You have Marco Rubio, who actually confirmed that the phone call took place. We actually have a video where Nikki Haley said it's not uncommon for world leaders and other generals from other nations to have conversations with the United States of America. I think the main problem comes into play because he had the conversation, but he did not relay the information to President Trump. And even, let's just say, even if it didn't happen, and let's just say it was, you know, all of this was just made up. If it was just all made up, let's say it was all made up under the Biden administration, just made up stuff, what do you think they would do to the general? They would still remove him, even if it's just made up, because they're all talking about it. But they're not doing that in this case.
Oh, no, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do anything about it, even if it's not made up. And I'm not ever going to say for one second that I don't think General Milley is a traitor, because I think definitely General Milley is a traitor and needs to be removed. So, and but I just don't trust, you know, like, I think they should release the phone call if that is the case, and they should actually take action on it and quit talking about it, because we have real problems in this country. You know, I had to laugh when you're playing that clip of President Biden. We're going to keep moving our economy forward. What forward have we taken? I mean, our economy is so bad right now. I'm worried that it's going to crash before the end of the month.
You know what? There's been a lot of people, you know, so, a lot of analysts come out and say that that's going to take place in the month of September going into October. So it really looks like it might be the case. Yeah. So it's really interesting. So,
yeah, you know, and I wanted to say one other thing about the cancel culture thing, you know, and about the baby on the plane where they took them off the plane and, you know, the whole cancel culture thing and all this stuff. You know, I'm really worried about that, because I think that all this cancel culture and having people publicly witness you being removed is a really bad thing, because what if they start rounding people up and taking them to, you know, re-education camps or detention camps or concentration camps, you know, or FEMA camps, and, you know, now people are used to seeing people disappear. They're used to having people just up and disappear, being canceled. And so people aren't going to be all that worried about people disappearing.
Well, you know what? That could very well be the case, because even back in July of this year, that the CDC on their website, you can see this on the website right now, the CDC said, we should have discussions about putting people into these camps that refuse to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're spot on with that. So
yeah,
it's crazy. So hey, I want to thank you so much for the call. Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, well, yeah, I was just going to say, in the communist state of Utah, they made a law that if the health department thinks that you're a danger to the society, they can come over, arrest you, and put you in wherever they want for however long they want, and they can seize your property.
Wow. That's crazy. It's straight up tyranny.
I think so. I think there's a lot of things that are wrong. And I think that the one message every single person in this country needs to hear is do not comply. Just do not comply. Don't get used to seeing people go disappear. Don't get used to wearing your mask. Don't comply. If you don't want a vax, don't get it. If you want one, go get it.
Yeah. You know, you should have
choice,
the freedom.
But don't comply.
Absolutely. You should have the freedom.
Right.
You
do
should
not
have your freedoms
with
and
tyranny.
keep your freedom, but they want to take it away from us. So, hey, thank you so much for the call, okay?
Yeah.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Our next caller is Aaron from California.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey. Oh my gosh. Where to start? First of all, Milley, totally agree. He's a traitor. And whether the phone call happened or not at this point, he's obviously a traitor for what he did in Afghanistan. He was a plant. And the only general that President Trump really had that had his back was General Flynn. And they went after him so badly.
Yep.
And after that, it seems like he got bad advice to get these wrong generals since then to be the ones who are end up betraying our president and we the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What they did to General Flynn was completely disgusting. And here, it's really looking like it because General Milley, he won't even deny that's what he did. If he didn't do it, he would say, look, I talked. All he had to do was say, I talked to world leaders multiple times. President Trump was aware. Look, this is a non-story, but he's not even doing that.
No. He was a plant from the beginning, and that's why they're applauding him now. That's why he's a hero to them, and he's being raised up as an awesome general, and he's not. And it's a spit in the face to sit here and say, well, it's constitutional. And Jen Psaki, just every time I can't even listen. I have to shut her up. I have to turn the channel every time she gets on.
So let me ask you, when I play the audio clip with her, what do you do? Like, just cringe.
I've heard it, you know, and she makes me so, it's the lies. It's like you can only take so much, and it's sitting here like, and it's what Newsom in California, when he was like, you know, evil one, he's like, no, we stood up for the Constitution, we stood up for the rights to abort babies, and it's like, no, you stood up for satanic rights.
Yes.
The people who voted yes, who voted no to recall, stood up for satanic, demonic rights to overflow in this state.
Yep.
And it's absolutely just nauseating to me. And nothing is going to change in elections until we get election integrity. And sure, we can have the recall and everything else. I signed up for that. I petitioned, you know, told family members and other friends, hey, go recall Newsom. I did. Go sign up. Go get his name off the ballot. You know, go vote for Larry Elder. And it's like, I'm getting promos from Kylie and from all these other GOPs. And it's like, you guys aren't even in the front lines anymore. Thank you for what you did to encourage the state to do the recall. But now that we actually have somebody who's in the lead of the GOP in this state, back the heck up, drop out, and go back in.
You know, and that's
split the vote.
Well, first of all, he wasn't a GOP representative. He was an independent. So it's important to know that. But I do agree that most Republicans supported him. And I do think it's a shame when we split the ticket with 15 other people, we were working against ourselves. So I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? But that's what needs to happen. The Republican Party say, you know what? They should have told all the rest of them. It's clear that Larry Elder is the front runner. Everyone else should just drop out before it gets on there. And because if the Republican Party, in my opinion, in California, they're in cahoots with the Democrat Party. They're in cahoots with them because they allowed this to take place. They are allowing this to happen like this. In order to fix it in California, you got to fix the Republican Party first. As long as the Republican Party continues to operate the way they are in California, the Democrats will forever, ever be in control. So it's crazy. Hey, Aaron,
you know, it's sad.
Go ahead real quick.
They call me for donations all the time. And I tell them, I'm like, no, I'm not supporting you. I'm not donating to you. You guys need to start backing people who give a damn about the state. Start backing people who actually care about conservative values, who want God back into the state. You know, not this commie satanic agenda that they have continually pushing. And it's degrading. And until they put God first and we start kneeling to God and praying to him, you know, and really repent from our sins in this country and this state, will we see change and a united front. And right now we're not seeing that. Because everybody is just bowing to tyranny right now, no matter what their beliefs are.
Yeah.
My entire family, I am not allowed to see my grandmother because my second cousin pulled rank and said, because I am not vaccinated and refuse to wear a mask, I cannot see my grandmother who lives with her sister.
You know what? Your story, which is, you know, what's really disturbing though, is your story is not unique. It's happening across the country that people are dividing up their families because they're listening to the tyranny. They're listening to this demonic Satanist that's taking over. So, well, hey, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call, okay? Take care.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
All right, we have Donna from Texas.
Donna from Texas, my neck of the woods. Hey, Donna, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you today.
Same here. What you got?
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about, if I could, Governor Abbott.
Okay.
I like him and don't like him, so we'll just say that. In Texas, we have our opinions.
It's kind of like a love-hate relationship with Abbott, yeah. Right?
It is.
Right, right.
I love him today. But the reason I'm calling is I'm concerned, again, about the number of migrants that are in particular in Del Rio.
Yeah.
So what Governor Abbott is doing is he's, and I agree with him, I'm okay with it, is he's got the Department of Public Safety and the Texas National Guard
closing down the borders
in Del Rio in particular. And yes, they're attempting to keep the illegal people from coming across.
Right.
So I may have my numbers wrong, but a little over a week ago, there were about 400 migrants that were under, I think it's called the Del Rio International Bridge.
Yeah, there's 6,000.
It is.
They say there's, on Fox News, are reporting 7,000 now.
Yes. It has jumped so much.
Yes.
And so my concern is I do care about the safety of these people. I mean, it's a horrible thing to think I am going to go to a land of bounty. I'm going to get to go to this place and all my dreams are going to come true. And you set out with your family, no telling what has happened to you if you're a woman or you're a girl. There's a lot of reports about sex trafficking, about rape, all those kinds of horrendous things. But people in their desire for a better life, they're still coming.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of misinformation to them as well. At first, they got information saying Biden said, come, come, come. Now Biden says, don't come. We actually are giving Mexico money to try to help them keep the people instead of having them come all the way to America. And actually, Oscar Blue, who's down there reporting on the border, he actually lives in Mexico. He said that even though they're told not to come, they're saying, I don't care, right? Well, America so far, what is it, Will? We're only allowed to let in, 120,000 a year or something like that? And they want to raise it up to 180,000 immigrants a year. So these people are taking a huge risk, and they know they are, right? We cannot take them all.
They're taking a risk because they've been told that they would get free stuff. They've been told, I mean, it sounds like they're being told that United States of America is now a socialist country. You get everything you want. You get free housing. You get free money. You get free food. You get everything free. You get everything handed to you. You just got to get here. It's disgusting.
Which is, kind of true. I mean,
and that's the part that because they're saying, you know, these are federally funded. You know, these are supposed to be federally funded perks, but they're all taxpayer funded. The federal government doesn't give away their own money. They're giving away the money they collected from the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a cold, hard woman, but I do think that people should come here legally. And our government, and I am glad, I do agree with you that Mexico is trying, with our help, to keep people in Mexico. But Mexico was doing great there for a while when Trump was in because, you know, they were closing the other side of the border saying, hey, we're just not even going to let you start crossing. And I think when that happens, then a lot more people will be safe from making this this dangerous trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to see anybody harmed. This is something for me as a Christian. I have a problem looking at these people under this bridge, knowing this is what they've chosen. And now if you want to go back, and I suppose some will, you have another perilous walk, bus ride, whatever the case may be, back to where you came.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't care about it. Yeah, they don't care about it, and it is horrible what is happening down there. And all of this crisis was 100% created by the Democrats and the Biden administration. So, hey, got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call, okay? Take care.
Yeah.
One thing to note
is that, you know, Jim Jordan brought up the fact that we have so many illegals trying to come in through the border. And he said that the Biden administration isn't trying to really do anything about it. They even set aside $105 million.
It was billion, right? Was it billion?
Oh, yeah, it was billion. I'm sorry. You're right. $105 billion to help house these people and take care of the illegals crossing the border. So when you're setting aside that much of our $3.5 trillion expense plan, you're not doing this.
Oh my goodness!
You know this is happening, and you're really not trying to stop it.
We have homelessness in this country. We have vets in this country that are homeless. We have so many people in this country that need assistance, and they're encouraging people to leave their homes to come here and become a problem in the United States of America.
Yeah, we have one more caller. We have Judith from Alabama.
Hey, Judith, thank you so much for the call.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good.
I've been listening to the call and got some pretty awesome callers calling in.
Absolutely.
You know, with Newsom, I believe they put a cap on Larry Elder, and anything over 2,000 just rolled over to Newsom. That's what they do. They'll put a cap on it. We'll give him this many votes.
Yeah.
But all the rest to Elder Larry. Larry Elder. So, went to Newsom. You know, I wondered where Pelosi disappeared to. So, you know, that's her trophy. You know, nobody can answer my question. Where's Obama bin Laden? And where's Hillary Clinton? And, you know, what are they doing? They're behind the scenes working wickedness. We do know that.
Well, you know what's strange?
You know, the Bible
what's strange is... What's strange is Kamala Harris has essentially disappeared as well. She used to be by Biden every single press conference, everywhere he went, and now she's pretty much just kind of disappeared into the background.
Well, they're grooming her. Because everything they do is a script. They're grooming her. They're preparing her.
I agree.
Because we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, she can't. Yeah, she doesn't need to be out in the limelight. She needs, you know, she's got to be pumped. I wonder if they hypnotize them and fill their head with all this stuff. And I wonder if they walk around literally with a spell on them. I'm not kidding.
I hear you.
Do that. I really do. Shannon, I think they do.
I hear you. I'm laughing because it's probably true. I mean, they got some weird stuff going on. How else can they manipulate
they
so
all
many
say
people?
The same thing. Now, that Omar lady, I saw a clip today, but I just caught it at the end. Somebody was asking her questions, and it was off the script. It was off of the lingo of their quote-unquote narrative. It was somebody coming in from a whole new angle, and she was stuttering all over the place. She didn't have an answer. And then she says, and the Wicked Witch was lying. She goes, can you see I'm nervous? And I thought, no, you're not nervous. You're just stupid. You're not on your script. But I want to say this. You know, we're talking about homelessness. Years ago, my husband and I went to 25th and Imperial in San Diego. We did ministry there. And I want you to know that where there's a will, there's a way. McDonald's had built, you may know this, Will, since you're from California. McDonald's built a beautiful facility for the street people to give them a bed at night. They had to go in. They couldn't have, you know, alcohol in their system. They couldn't drink. But it was beautiful. It was a gorgeous building. So there's people out there. If everybody that really cares got off their turf, their tufts, their dust, whatever you want to call it, and put their heads together, You know, we can help the homeless. We can help the people in the streets. But I called my governor. She announced that she's letting the Afghanis come over here into Alabama.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you crazy?
Wow.
You don't know who you're letting in here.
They brought them into Texas, too.
I told her.
They brought like 5,000 to one of the Air Force bases here in Texas. And, you know, now they're saying this. What was it, like 5 or 6 of them have tested positive for measles. And so now they're expecting an outbreak of measles to happen in the United States.
Oh, great. Great. Well, Biden and Harris came to Alabama and met with Kay Ivey, my governor, back around January or February. They were traveling from state to state. We called them and said, what was the meeting about? Oh, we can't tell you that. I believe Biden and Harris were setting it up then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Going from state to state to get these Afghans in here.
Yep, absolutely.
So they knew it was coming. They know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
They
know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it to tear down the United States of America, and it's all part of their Build Back Better. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Judith, and have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Bye.
All right, take care. Yeah, you know what, Shannon? This is we see what's happening. That with the Biden administration is implementing this stuff on all fronts. We see the chaos, the crisis that's taking place, and it's all by design. They're doing all of it against the United States of America.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've seen this week. If you go on to Epoch Times, you'll see where other countries like Taiwan and the European Union are coming out strong against China. And yet we have a general in our military that's actually having secret conversations saying, hey, I'll alert you if our president did something or was about to do something when he was under President Trump. So it's like, who are we aligning ourselves with? Are we aligning ourselves with a communist?
China.
But right. And we know that he's a danger. China's a danger to the world.
Yes.
I mean, these other countries are saying they are our biggest enemy, right? They are the one that we all need to be weary of. And so it really, to me, that should concern Biden, that if Milley did this, what happens if he did this to President Biden when he sees that he is no longer capable of making decisions? He's somebody not to be trusted.
Yeah, you know what? They're okay with it because it was against President Trump.
Right.
And if it ever happens to Vice President Biden, then they're going to have an uproar. Then they're going to be like, okay, you know what? This is unacceptable. They're going against the rules, the law. They're going against the order with the commander in chief. So here, Vice President Biden is completely okay with it. He's fine with it because it was against President Trump. Coup d'etat in America, and here it is. It's like coming out. It's coming out. The coup d'etat that took place is coming out.
Yeah, and you know, sad thing is it is coming out. It's in front of our faces. It's so obvious, and yet people will listen to Psaki say, well, you have to understand the circumstances in which this happened. No, it shouldn't have happened, period.
Yeah.
There's no circumstance that what he did should have happened. Even Jim Jordan has come out and said it was against the Constitution. Nikki Haley said it was against the Constitution. He should not have done it. And the sad thing is you and I, probably our biggest fear will come true where nothing will happen to him.
No, nothing would happen to him. Nothing. Or if anything does, they'll say, you know what? You need to step out of the spotlight for a while. Let things settle down. Let things go away.
Yeah, let's talk about COVID.
Let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about how we can implement this. And once we start pushing more of the tyranny onto people, then all of a sudden they're going to forget about Milley because we're going to be faced with a bigger issue. Because what Milley did was a coup d'etat. You can't go back. It's water on the bridge. You can't change it. So, well, hey, wonderful event, wonderful broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. God's willing, we will be here next Thursday. Set your mobile alarms, 88202, type WILL. We'll see you next Thursday. God bless. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteTheAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.